It's been almost 30 years since 35-year-old Brian Dunlop disappeared from North Bay, but his family still holds out hope that they'll one day bring him home. Dunlop was last seen in North Bay's downtown area on June 2, 1994, after being dropped off by his father. Barrie-based Pulse Private Investigations has taken on the case on a pro bono basis. Brian Dunlop's case is a tragic one, said Ellen White, owner and senior investigator at Pulse in a release. He had survived two serious attempts on his life by different assailants before he disappeared in 1994. White also wonders if the Dunlop disappearance is connected to other 1994 North Bay area missing persons cases. Within weeks of his disappearance, three other men vanished from the area: David Cheverier and Walter Westbrook of North Bay and Kenny Blaise of nearby West Nipissing also disappeared, seemingly without a trace, she continued. See related. Police revisit 22-year-old cold case. White and her team are investigating any links between the disappearances in addition to following up on the tips they've received. Bonnie Dunlop, Brian's sister, says they are grateful for the assistance from Pulse Private Investigations. There has been no activity on my brother Brian's case in decades, and sadly both my father and my brother Brent have passed away without any answers. My mother is now in her 80s and hopes that every single day will be the day that we find out what happened to Brian, Bonnie stated in a release. Pulse Private Investigations are also the investigators for Rob Jolie, working on his behalf in the case of his missing son, Luke Jolie DeRocher. To assist in sharing Brian's story, Pulse Private Investigations has created a podcast episode entitled, Forever Young, The Disappearance of Brian Dunlop, on their Whereabouts Unknown platform. Active Investigation. Scott McFarlane, inspector with the North Bay Police Service, says the cold case is still an active investigation. Mr. Dunlop has been missing for almost three decades. We truly feel the loss and concern that the family of Mr. Dunlop has had to endure since he went missing, and our goal is to bring Mr. Dunlop home to his family to provide closure to them, stated INSPE McFarlane in an email to Bay Today. Brian Dunlop's disappearance is currently and will remain an active investigation since it was reported to the North Bay Police Service almost three decades ago. McFarlane says the Criminal Investigation Section of the North Bay Police Service currently has detectives assigned to this investigation. The assigned detectives regularly review the information we have obtained over the years, as well as assess and investigate any and all new information that comes in on this and any other missing person investigation, said McFarlane. We utilize several provincial, national and international missing person and DNA databases in this and other missing persons cases, which specialize in DNA comparisons to assist us in these cases, including that of Mr. Dunlop. The North Bay Police Service welcomes any information from the public, including Ms. White on this and any other missing persons case. McFarlane adds that when any information is received, it is assessed and compared to information that has been gathered over the previous decades. If the information that is received is previously unknown or is new, it is investigated and followed up on through various investigative means. The North Bay Police Service remains committed to locating Mr. Dunlop and other individuals who are missing, and will not close any open missing person investigation until the missing person is located, stated McFarlane. Our goal is to provide closure to the families of the missing individuals. Anyone with information about the disappearance of Brian Dunlop is asked to call or text the Pulse Private Investigations tip line at 289-975-0909 or call the North Bay Police Service at 705-497-5555.